Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,165. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the new current food trends. Oh. The way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time and tip.
A clack.
They're going to draw. All right, here we go. Tennessee woman pulls gun on a McDonald's employee who gave her ketchup instead of jelly. Meanwhile, Utah man screaming, "You got my order wrong!" punches a McDonald's manager in the face and another in the belly. Ohio police looking for a man with pot head tattooed on his face. Still an Ohio family wakes up to a man they don't know asleep at their place. And a banana duct taped to a wall sells for $120,000 at an art show in Miami. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who slow-cooked 2 pounds of stupid and answered 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home Jolt, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,165. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we play the exciting game known as Big Dummy. It is a easy game to play. You're either on Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one question correct. Mm-hmm. And as we do when we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little Men's Room poll. The last time that we played the game, we asked you to choose one team to win the Super Bowl.
Huh.
One team to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Here are your choices. We have the New England Patriots, six-time Super Bowl champion, seven-time. How many
six-time
times?
Six-time Super Bowl champion, have played in 11, I believe.
At this point in time, I believe they're still in the top five as far as the seeds.
Yes.
For the game there. The San Francisco 49ers, the top team at this point in time when we did the poll in the NFC West. It is now occupied by your other choice, the Seattle Seahawks, mm-hmm, or the Baltimore Ravens. And according to our voting, if you go and you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here's how the results came out. The team you think is least likely to win the Super Bowl would be the San Francisco 49ers. 6% of your vote there.
I bet you your votes have changed.
And number three, the New England Patriots, coming in at 12%.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by the Baltimore Ravens, number two, with 16% of the vote. Overwhelmingly, crazy here in Seattle. You picked the Seattle Seahawks to go on and win the Super Bowl. Isn't that amazing?
To their credit, however, this is not about being a homer. They're that good.
They are. And since we've done this, they've beat the San Francisco 49ers, and they've...
I think you could take New England off that list.
It's a different shakeup at this point, but when we did the poll, that's where the teams were. So that's what we went with. All right, so our Men's Room poll, we talked about this on a couple episodes this week, and we continue it today as we have the story of the German man who lost tens of thousands of euros over the weekend after leaving it on the roof of his car in a moment of forgetfulness. The 69-year-old man withdrew about $22,000 U.S. from a bank at about 3:40 on the afternoon. He placed the money in an envelope, then put it on top of the roof of his car before he took off. He failed to realize his mistake until a short while later. So he'd driven for a while all the way to the place where he was going to buy a new car with the money. And he found that the envelope and all the cash had blown off. The man, who also says he has difficulty walking, had intended to buy a new car with the money. Police are asking for anyone who may have found the envelope with the cash in hand to hand it over to the police station.
Right.
They say that paying with cash, even for big ticket items, is very common in Germany for cultural reasons. We don't want to be patronized. We want autonomy. We want freedom and practicality. And that's what cash offers.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, just so you know, update on this story. Has the money been returned?
I'm going to say no.
Have they found the money, and has he gotten his money back?
I don't know, but I'm guessing no.
Ted?
I'm saying no as well.
Let me ask you a question. If he was taking that money to a hospital and said he was paying for his wife's transplant surgery, would the money have been turned in unless he told the truth and said he was buying a new car?
Maybe. There's a better chance.
Maybe. It also depends on if somebody heard the story.
Okay, well, guess what? No one's turned the money in.
Of course not.
Yeah. So just so you know, the update on this is the money has not been returned.
It's not going to be. Even if I'm the cop and you're a good Samaritan and turned it into me, it still doesn't get to him.
Sure. Well, then we had a discussion about what you'd be willing to do to give up your seat in first class.
But we simply said if someone's having a medical emergency, you know, they're...
The story was that a woman faked a medical emergency in Florida. The flight was only about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to get a bigger seat on the aircraft. So she faked this medical emergency, and they turned the plane around because in the event of a medical emergency, that's what they do. They bring the plane back. That's when she admits that she faked it because she just wanted to sit in a bigger seat.
Yeah.
Which is a federal crime. Then she would not get off the aircraft.
Right. She made it worse. And then we said if someone was legitimately having a medical emergency, and in this case, we're lucky enough to be first class, would you give up your seat for this person?
Correct.
And I straight up said no. You guys had stipulations.
We had stipulations.
We're still not good Samaritans.
But these are not stipulations today. You're either giving up the seat.
Right.
Because, look, if someone asks you to give up the seat, all right, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's because someone famous stepped on the plane. George Clooney got on the plane. I don't know if that's because there's a medical emergency in the back. I don't know if it's because an active service duty member needed to sit up front so he could stretch out his legs.
It doesn't matter. The answer's no.
Whatever it is, look, you can't stipulate. You've just got to give up that seat.
Right.
You can come up with your own scenario and why you would do it.
Sure.
But ultimately, you're either giving it up or not. So your third choice on doing a good deed, so we've got returning the $22,000 to an owner.
Oh, no, no.
Giving up a seat in first class. And the third story we bring you is the story of someone who saved their ex's life. Now, unfortunately, there are no of those stories out there. It just happens to be an option
today.
So, you know, there's no chance that that's come up in a while.
Haven't seen that one in years.
And you can come up with a scenario. It doesn't have to be a burning building. It could be the Heimlich maneuver. Maybe they're struggling CPR. In the pool. Whatever it is.
Yeah, save them from drowning. All kinds of stuff. So you're going to do one good deed. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner?
I'll strike that one for my possibility.
Will you give up your seat in first class, which is always lovely? You get a hot towel.
Raviolis.
You have full access to the bathroom. Sure. You get a roll. It's fantastic. You get a little salt and pepper shaker that has a weird thing and you can't figure out how to take the top off.
Or they'll give you the cheese plate for free, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. And they say, or do you save your ex's life?
Honestly, I'm saving the ex.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not giving up the first class seat?
Negative.
Okay.
I'm not giving back the money.
Again, we know this ex. This is not like, oh, well, she's nice.
No,
he's a good guy.
I know. I was the one you didn't talk to, but I'm still, honestly, still saving her.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So the game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Michael.
Mikhail.
Hola.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Reed, Whiskey, and Winston.
Hola.
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jerry, welcome to the show. Jerry, men's room poll. You have to do one good deed.
I wouldn't like to do any of them, but the one that sucks the least is saving the ex's life, because I'd still be able to put it over her head.
Just so you can hold it. You would save her life just to hold it over her head.
Yep.
I like that, a spike
Jerry,
saving.
I like where your head's at, man. I'm trying to think of the positives now.
Well, that's the only one you get, right? You already don't like him. Whatever your beef is, it's your beef. But hopefully you're not such a horrible person you'd let them die.
No, but I kind of like Jerry. Now my mind's thinking. I'd be like, well, I saved your life. I get to go back to your parents' house and your dad can cook me dinner.
That's a stipulation.
Hell of a very specific.
Yeah. I wonder if... Jeez.
I've been thinking about it for years.
Put two and two together on that.
Yeah. She'll never know. All right, Jerry, here is your question. Gastroenteritis. Did I get that right? Is the inflammation of the stomach and what other organ?
Let's see. It has to be the stomach and the small intestine.
All right.
Well done,
Jerry. Very good. Mm-hmm. That is. It's a terrible thing.
I would have had no idea. I mean, the gastro, I could piece together stomach, but after that, I mean.
Game is a Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Michael.
Big shout-out to Tap Deli, boys.
Hola.
Sorry about last time. My phone got switched on mute, and I didn't even notice until I tried answering. So.
Okay. Michael, you sober or not sober?
I am stone cold sober, gentlemen.
All right, welcome to the show, Michael.
The man yelling into the muted telephone is sober.
Do you do that at the drive-thru, too?
And I want a hamburger!
Hey,
yeah, listen, people at the drive-thru, it's a microphone. You don't need to scream. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not telling me your order. Yeah, right. You're telling the person who has a headset on.
All right, Michael, you're going to have to do a good deed here. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner? Will you give up your seat in first class or save your ex's life?
Thrill, I know you're going to hate me for this, but I'm giving back the 22 G's.
Man, I don't hate you for that. I can hate you for a lot of reasons. I can already tell. But, look, you're a good dude. I don't hate good people. I hate Barney the Dinosaur. That's a little overblown, but I don't hate good people. It's just not something I would do. And if we found it together, Jerry, we both stumbled on this envelope and you said we need to give it back, I might have to murder you. That's all. That's all. But not out of hate. I just want to keep the money. All right.
Yeah.
Here's your question. It's multiple choice. Taraxacum, T-A-R-A-X-A-C-U-M. That's the proper name for a dandelion, a ladybug, or a sticker bush.
I was going to say dinosaur spermatosa, but I guess that's not an option.
Yes.
It sounds like a plant name, so I'm going to say the sticker bush.
Dandelion.
All that for a dandelion?
All that for a dandelion. And you said it sounds like a plan. I'm amazed you even said that. I'm more inclined to agree with Miles. We call it fossilized dinosaur sap. All right.
Probably. There's a bug in it. Look.
That's how the fly died. All right. Here is your question. Who wrote the book, The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, man.
I never paid attention to that book, so I'm just going to pass on that one.
Tom Hanks.
No, he played the lead role in the movie, Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Seems like a pretty easy name to remember.
I know. My name's Dan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy's like a multimillionaire. Isn't it? You should have a better name. Like, even Richard Branson.
Like, just use your, like, middle initial, like Dan L. Brown or something.
You know what? Right.
Two first names don't work very often, I've discovered.
You know anybody named Brown?
Really good.
You know Billy Bob Thornton.
You know somebody named Brown?
I'm certain there is one, but I can't think of it at this point.
Leroy. All right, your question. Who tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in 1992?
Oh, boy.
Nothing compares to her.
Except Telly Savalas.
Saturday Night Live, another one of those things I don't pay attention to. Spin the wheel, boys.
Sinead O'Connor.
Ah, okay.
Which seems shocking at the time, but then you realize she was doing it because of children getting molested.
Yeah, sexual abuse. Yeah, her response was just, I tried to tell you then, fools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, we're going to ban you from Saturday Night Live, and she went, okay.
Right. That taught her. All right. An Abrams tank or a Sherman tank? Which one is the M4 tank?
That, good sir, would be the Sherman.
Oh, all right.
Know that one. Okay, very good.
You were going to guess Abrams, I'm guessing.
I was.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Game is a Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jack Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Your name is Jack Bob?
Well, no, it's actually Jacob, but
Jacob.
I'm a heavy equipment operator, or not operator, mechanic, and coveralls guy at my work somehow mixed up Jacob with Jack Bob, so now everyone at work just can't seem to let it go.
All right. Jack Bob, are you sober or not sober? It.
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Okay, Jack Bob, you got to do one good deed. Will it be returning $22,000 to its rightful owner, giving up a seat in first class, or saving your ex's life?
Tough one. I think I'm going to go with returning the $22,000 on the soulful act that I'm hoping they give me some of it because I returned it.
How about you keep it and you get all of it? Like, you have a $22,000 reward for finding their money, but to claim it, you don't tell them.
Do you think it matters if it's an ex-wife?
What, is it saving an ex?
Yeah, this one seems super simple to me.
It kind of says so. It says, look, if we could, just comment that came in, if we can choose which ex, I would save them. There's one or two that wouldn't be worth the effort.
Honestly,
so the one you hate the most, I'm saying, look, if you still like someone, obviously, even people you don't like, you make an attempt to save. But if you ever even think about it, then that's the one. Like, if there's any ex in your past where you're like, I don't know if I would save their life, then that's the one we're talking about.
I think the lure of 22 G's or first class is much more than the hate. I mean, for me, that's just me speaking.
Right.
Yeah, I've never had a first class ticket, so I think if I get one of those, I don't think I'm giving it up.
Don't. Yeah, I mean, we're just telling you, man.
That's
don't.
What I'm saying. Save the ex, bro.
And then fly first class.
Right.
All right, here's your question. What 1980s president survived an assassination attempt?
Okay. Well, let's see. I was born in 93, so let me think back.
And then,
I'm going to go with Nixon.
Nope. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Although right now, the Grim Reaper is attempting to assassinate Jimmy Carter. That man has been in and out of the hospital, like 40 times in the last 2 days?
I think the stairs are.
Get the man a life alert.
Just living on one floor house. You know, like, eventually, you gotta go one floor.
Put him in the rancher.
You need to be in an apartment.
And tell him, like, look, it's great you're building homes,
but stop.
Sit this one out.
He's like, what, 140 years old? Isn't he, like, 90
139.
Something? Yeah. Come on, man. All right, your question. What TV show took place in the fictional city of Dillon, Texas?
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Shot in the dark here. Let's do Little House on the Prairie.
Dan, I felt like you might know that.
Is it Breaking Bad or something?
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that would make sense.
High school football, all that.
All right, Jack Bob, question three.
Jack Bob really does suit you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds like a sex move.
I know. Did the old Jack Bob had to clean up. That's why I'm late today. I'm so tired. Thanks a lot of energy to pull it off.
Oh, man.
Take care of stuff.
All right, here's your question. Who plays the last man on Earth in the movie I Am Legend?
Oh, that's Will Smith.
He was the last man on Earth?
No, he was the last man on Earth.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cousin Will.
Now, how did he get that lucky?
Is that lucky?
No, what I'm saying lucky? Is, like, Will Smith is really the last man on Earth?
Earth. He's the last man. Look.
You obviously haven't seen the movie.
I have not seen the movie.
Yeah, he is.
He's the last man on Earth.
He doesn't seem too lucky.
Okay.
He doesn't seem happy.
No, it's only him.
Kind of stressed out a lot.
So he, so what happens to everybody else? They get eaten by the zombies?
Are they eaten?
How does he survive? How is he the only guy?
The point is that he's the last man on Earth. It's not like a, hey, destruction happened film. It's mere that he's the last guy. So, like, I don't remember how they set it up.
It was like a zombie in the beginning thing going on. All you know is that he saw his family die in a helicopter. They did it Disney style, right?
At the very beginning.
Get out of here.
But what happens to everybody else?
I got it. You boom, right? Yeah, I don't
know. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember. Because, like, that's the beginning. But most of the film is just him living on his own.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah. You can go anywhere you want, right?
But he was stuck on Manhattan, bro.
Yeah, but you can still go into, like, a Macy's and get a new coat, right?
I think he did some of that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, you go to a little bank and you have all that money. Not that you need the money.
You need the money for it.
But it'd still be nice to have the money. You know, you can make it rain money.
Just wearing wearing new clothes and stuff, like, let's be honest. Like, it's fun because they feel good and you look good. But
sure.
It's more fun when people see you in the new clothes.
But you can still put them on. They can still be yours.
I would look stylish and be lonely.
I would be naked.
Don't do that.
Who am I going to offend?
The zombies.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, God. Big Dummy is the game. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola, first few comments.
We asked the question, who plays the last man on Earth in the movie I Am Legend? And the answer, the last man on Earth, Will Smith. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a quick discussion about the movie.
I've never seen the movie.
These are just some of the comments that came in, and there's only about a million of them. First, Mike Patton, the singer from Faith No More, he did the zombie voices in the movie I Am Legend. Regarding the movie itself, they created a drug to kill cancer, but the drug mutated. Will Smith was the last man in New York City. He was trying to find the cure. Hey, guys, the movie I Am Legend, starring Will Smith, updated remake of Omega Man, starring Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
We continue. A woman and child show up in I Am Legend, and he isn't actually the last man alive on Earth, just the area that he was in. Will Smith wasn't the last man on Earth. He's the one who founded an antidote for the zombies. And then at the end, there were other survivors. Will Smith's DNA / blood was the cure for the zombie disease in that movie. And you don't find that out until the end. Sorry, spoiler alert, I didn't read that in advance. Will Smith was not the last man on Earth. He found a woman and her kid. And they took the cure to a hidden colony after Will Smith dies. Wrong! At the very end, the chick and the kid make it to a settlement. At the end, there were more people in the world than I Am Legend. It's a remake of Omega Man. He wasn't the last guy on Earth, just Manhattan, quarantine, etc. It goes on and on. So what I discovered is we're the only people who are not remarkably familiar with that movie.
So he really wasn't the last man.
He wasn't the last man. It wasn't even worth the conversation.
Game is a Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Scott. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Scotty playing for Team Sober, Not Sober.
Sober, sir.
All right, Scott, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You heard the story about the man in Germany
who lost $22,000 in an envelope on top of his car. It has not been returned, so you need to do one good deed. Will it be to return $22,000 to its rightful owner? Will you give up a seat in first class, or will you save your ex's life?
I got to return the money.
You return the money.
But the ex can die.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I hear. See, you sound like a good Samaritan. Much.
I said pretty much.
My son's ex-wife could go die. That would be fine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. That is pretty intense.
Don't be a turd.
See, it's not a good deed if you get to pick one of the three.
See, I do think for exes, there's a level of, if you've been married to them, that's much different.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gonna die.
Right.
That's what that means. All right, here's your question. Yeah. Believe it or not, Sweden, as in the country, is not mentioned in the Swedish national anthem. But it is mentioned in another country's national anthem. Is that other country Poland, Liechtenstein, or Austria?
Well, that's weird.
It's very weird, yeah. Sweden is not mentioned in its own national anthem, but in a different country's national anthem, they bring up Sweden.
I'm trying to think about what you would rhyme with Liechtenstein.
Probably something rude.
I'm inclined to agree with that.
Ramstein?
Since they're small, they probably have identity crisis. Yeah, let's go with Liechtenstein.
Well, they have an identity crisis now.
Well, they have a banking... pretty well. How about Austria?
Negative. It is Poland, believe it or not. Yeah, they mentioned Sweden in the Polish national anthem because Sweden once occupied Poland. There you go. We all learned a little something.
It must have been nice. Okay.
All right, your question. What type of mint was the first mint to be used a gum flavoring by Wrigley's?
Spearmint?
Oh, yeah. It's either that or peppermint, right?
Yeah, one of those two.
I'll take spearmint every day of the week over peppermint.
Yeah, so I agree.
What do you think the difference is?
I don't think peppermint's a little bitier.
Yeah, a little spicier.
Whereas, like, you know how you get those red candies when you're a kid? The red and white ones?
Red, yeah.
Tastes like a candy cane. There was a barbecue joint we used to go to, and they had the green ones. That was one of our favorite things.
Yeah, I feel
the peppermint ones are much better, so I think.
The red ones are different than the green ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So wait, which one do you like, peppermint or spearmint? Because you said you prefer spearmint over peppermint.
Right, the green ones are spearmint.
And the red ones
are
peppermint.
But you said, okay.
Yeah, did I screw that up? Yeah, spearmint's my jam. I mean, I'll mess with peppermint, but spearmint.
If it's free and on the counter at a restaurant, I'm taking it. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
You asked. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the newsroom.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober today.
All right.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Eastwood.
Yeah, today. All right. Thank you for having me on.
Men's room poll. Do a good deed there. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner, give up seat in first class, or save your ex's life?
Well, I do them all, but, I would have to, since I am Jesus Christ, I'd have to save my ex-wife's life. All life's precious.
What are you not sober on, Eastwood? I've never heard you call yourself Jesus Christ.
Mostly because you're not him. That's something for Kanye to say.
Well, you're Jesus Christ too, Ted. You're a Catholic. You got Christ in you. You go to communion and got the host in you. So Christ is floating around inside you there, brother.
All right. You sure you...
I don't know if that's the way they want it phrased. There's a better way to say, hey, man, you got the host in you.
Don't you have the Holy Smoke in you?
Well, we believe as Catholics that when the host and wine are consecrated, they become the body and blood of Christ. I haven't been to communion probably in 40, 30 some years.
It's kind of like pseudo cannibalism.
I'm in the state of, I got to go to confession. So.
They don't have time, bro. Listen.
They charge by the hour.
Right.
When a killer went to confession, he was getting married. When he married my mom, he had a whole church full of about 250 people there.
Hold on.
He was in there for about an hour and a half in there while we all waited.
Wait, Eastwood, did you say a murderer married your mother?
No, the killer. He's an ex-Marine. All Marines are killers.
Jesus Christ.
Golly, Eastwood.
In fact, one Christmas, I'm opening presents. He adopted me when I was 10 years old. I opened this T-shirt, and it says Killer Copeland on it. My dad got this dejected look on his face, and my mom, Sass, she says, here, Clint, open this one. And he opened it up, and it said Killer on it. So it was Killer and Killer Copeland. He got a big smile, and everything was good.
That always makes me smile.
Happy holidays.
All right. Here's your question. Silicon Valley is located in what actual valley?
I don't know, California. We'll say Pine Valley.
I mean, I know it's outside of San Francisco.
Everyone knows where it is. We know what Silicon Valley represents.
But it's not Napa Valley, obviously.
No? Not
San
that. That's north.
Bernardino?
Hang on the line there for us, Eastwood. It would be Santa Clara Valley.
Oh, the that Santa makes Clara.
Yes.
Santa Clara, the stadium.
Right.
I'll see how it is.
If you would like to be a contestant, play Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA. We'll get back to Eastwood in question number two right after this.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.